USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Around 2,000 additional people have been evacuated from Afghanistan over the last day. That's according to Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, who shared an update on the State Department's effort in the war-torn country. Sherman adding the effort to get folks out of Afghanistan continues.
Over the last several days, we have processed more than 4,840 people for evacuation.
Sherman saying the evacuation is an all-hands-on-deck effort. The COVID-19 vaccine is less effective at stopping infection with the Delta variant that's sweeping across the nation. That's according to a new study from the New York Department of Health. The results of the 9-week study show while the vaccines offer a strong protection against severe illness, they're less than 80% effective against Delta. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Former President Donald Trump says America needs to get its act together. Speaking on Fox News, the former president calls out high inflation rates that have begun in recent months under the Biden administration.
We have inflation like we haven't seen in a long time. I think it's much worse if you look just at energy. And when energy goes up, everything goes up because it's all about energy. Everything goes up.
Trump also claiming the Biden administration has made the country dependent on foreign energy after his administration made the country energy independent, which, according to President Trump, is leading to higher gas prices that are only continuing to go up.
But gasoline, as you know, was $1.87 when I was leaving office, and now it's going to be up to over $5 very soon.
Pacific Gas and Electric is telling around 51,000 Northern California residents that they could have their power shut off to help prevent wildfires on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ambassadors in the region are beginning to discuss with the UN how to deal with the Taliban government since the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha, as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Texas Supreme Court is allowing the arrest of House Democrats absent from the second special session. House Speaker Dade Phelan signing 52 warrants empowering law enforcement to bring the Democrats to the state capitol upon their return to Texas. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.